USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Iran-backed militiamen withdrew from the U.S. Embassy compound in Baghdad on Wednesday after 2 days of clashes with American security forces, but tensions between the United States and Iran remain high and could spill over into further violence. Rebecca Heinrichs is a senior fellow with the Hudson Institute. She reminds us.
In the last couple of days, we saw this Iranian-backed Iraqi militia group in Iraq conduct a strike against a base that killed an American contractor. And so this was predictable. We responded. It was our right to do so. And the challenging part now is to make sure that we are communicating that we will continue to compel Iran not to continue these strikes.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The first winter storm of 2020 could bring up to a foot of snow to the Colorado Rockies and Cascade Mountains of the Pacific Northwest. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
One of the top scams of 2019 was when you went on your computer, you would get an error message that said it was from a big name company like Google or Microsoft, and it would tell you to call an 800 number to have your computer fixed and unlocked due to a possible virus. Well, these are all scams and things that we shouldn't do. Maury Haber is a cybersecurity expert with Beyond Trust, and he says,
the threat actors typically want you to sit in front of your computer, change settings, alter your computer in order for them to compromise it.
As far as what to do if you come across one of these attacks?
When you come across one of these pop-ups or voice phishing attacks, the best thing to do is just hang up and close the window. If need, reboot your computer.
President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says he'd be willing to testify in the Senate's impeachment trial of the president and added that he would like the opportunity to try the case himself. Giuliani making his comments on New Year's Eve at President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump is set to sign phase one of a trade deal with China coming up on January 15th. And according to White House National Trade Council Director Peter Navarro, it's going to keep the economy moving in the right direction.
I think that I think 2020 needs to be the year where we have a very candid discussion. I think what President Trump has done beautifully in his first 3 years in office is changed the discussion about China. Prior to him taking office, it was economic engagement is going to turn them into a democracy. Today, I think there's a clear-eyed view amongst the American people on Capitol Hill. And the president has taken a hard line and gotten really good results from China. But this cyber espionage is intolerable, as is the killing of Americans with fentanyl. So I think those are going to be two 2020 important issues.
Judge Don McSpadden of the 16th Judicial Court is recusing himself from a child custody lawsuit brought against former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter. The lawsuit filed alleges that Biden and Bates were in a relationship and had a child together that was born in August of 2018. Roberts has filed for child support and a request for Biden to pay health care costs for the child. A DNA test revealed that Biden is the father of the baby with scientific certainty. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.